Anything else?
Investors are wanted for a new club where men can enjoy smoking cigars in the wonderful atmosphere of gas. And finally, a Mr. George Stevenson is looking for capital to build a so-called steam locomotive. But that's just madness. Madness, I tell you, it'll never happen, never.
Very well, I am decided. All of them, except the steam locomotive nonsense.
I made my investments and sat back to await news of my increasing fortune.
Extra, extra! Mustard and custard stripe turns out to be just yellow oil!
Oh. Oh, well, plenty more investments left.
Extra! House remortgage scam exposed. Crooked, rip-off, and don't turn out to be thieving scoundrels.
Well, the new cigar club filled with gas will see me, right? Oh. Well, at least I didn't invest in that madman Stevenson scheme.
Extra! Invention of the railways. First mass transportation network and massive boom in economy bound to follow.
Bugger.
And thus, as suddenly as we've been rich, we were poor again.
It is all my fault. I fear the workhouse has addled my business brain.
No, your advice was good. Just a little bit, exactly the opposite of what it should have been.
He had ruined us, yet I could hold no malice against him. Although, one time I did sort of accidentally punch him. Now there was nothing for it. We had to get jobs.
Is there money to be made from being pretty?
Yes, but I fear not in a wholesome way. Harry Biscuit, what about you?
I shall take to the stage as Harry Biscuit, the human swan.
Well, good luck with that. Mr. Parsimonious.
I shall sell business advice to people and then run after them begging them to do the opposite of what I just said.
As for myself, I decided that I would become a best-selling novelist.
Right. Here we go. Chapter one. It was the best of times. And so, everyone was lovely and happy. The end. No, rubbish! Ah, how Ebenezer Scrooge hated Harvest Festival. Nonsense, nonsense.
By dawn, I was still unpublished, and the room was knee-deep in discarded novels.
Good morning, Pip-Finn.
And to you. Tell me, how did Harry Biscuit the Human Swan go?
Not so well. I broke a man's arm. And the king tried to eat me. How is your novelizing going?
All this paper is my failed attempt. So much of it. Ow, a paper cup. Ow, and another. Damn this paper. It is inconvenient and dangerous.
Yes. And looking at a newspaper that I tripped over on the way home, I read that waste paper-related injuries are up 40% so far this year.
If only there was somewhere we could put waste paper, other than tossing it casually on the floor.
And then the idea came to me.
But of course, that's it. How about some sort of cylindrical device, closed at the bottom, open at the top, in which you could put waste paper, or indeed any rubbish. I need a name.
For what, Pip-Bin?
That's it. Harry, you're a genius. I shall name it after myself, and it shall be called the Pipperator.
Great name.
Now, I must take our remaining money to a foundry to build this device.
Within the week, I had a prototype of my Pipperator.
What do you think?
It's stunning. It must be 50 feet high and 20 feet across.
New technology's always rather bulky at first, but the size soon comes down. Remember the first spinning jenny? It was the size of Scotland. But now, you can very nearly fit one in a normal 10-acre room. Why don't you try it, Pippa?
How?
Do you have anything you wish to discard?
Why, yes. I have been carrying this paper bag for 3 years for want of anywhere to dispose of it.
Then simply climb the ladder and place it in the Pipperator.
Oh, I see. It seems so complicated at first, but it's really quite intuitive.
What do you think, Mr. Parsimonious, my trusted anti-expert?
It's a terrible idea and will never catch on.
Marvellous!
The name, however, is excellent.
Not so marvellous. Then we need a name other than the Pipperator.
How about the Disposathon 4000? Even better.
I know. As a tribute to our parents, it should be given our family name.
The Bin. Mr. Parsimonious?
Terrible name.
Then the Bin it is. We shall go into production immediately, and one day I hope there will be a Bin in every town in Britain.
I was wrong, of course. Through the application of those twin jewels of British manufacturing, science and child labour, the bin was soon small enough to fit in any domestic room. People loved it.
I can't believe we lived so long with rubbish simply lying about. Now you just download it all to the bin.
I love the different colours they come in.
And if you get fed up with one, you can throw it away in another, fractionally bigger bin.
Money rolled in so fast I hardly knew what to do with it. So I asked Mr. Parsimonious and did the opposite.
You could invest in ships made from paper and old colanders.
All right, I won't.
But whatever you do, don't put any money into this so-called telegraph system.
All right, I will.
Within a few short months, I was that richest of men, a thousandaire. And with money came fame. So it was that I was invited to a ball by His Majesty King George IV.
To think that we were recently in the workhouse.
Indeed, dear sister. And